Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mustafa Ali could be back on WWE TV tonight. Plus, major plans are in motion for another Monday Night Raw return. And how did Drew McIntyre respond to this?
I know that Drew McIntyre's been saying a lot of things about me. I have to knock him out.
For Monday, April the 25th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You see, in this new America, it is your name that is just too hard. It is you that looks suspicious. It is you that I do not accept. It is you that does not belong here. In this new America, there is nothing more American than someone that looks like me. So to anyone out there that feels like a stranger in their own home, I want you to reach out. Take my hand. Believe that in Ali, you can trust. Thank you. Good night. And God bless our new America.
Mustafa Ali has not been on WWE television since October. The general consensus being that Ali is sitting out the remainder of his WWE deal. Fightful Selects, however, reports that over the weekend there were conversations about Ali making an imminent WWE return. They say that it looks as if Mustafa Ali could be on Monday Night Raw tonight, which would be quite the change in plans for Mustafa Ali. We don't know any details about what's changed between Ali and WWE. Obviously, he's still under contract, so it's just a case of if he's told to come to work, then I guess he has to come to work. And again, as Fightful always say, don't buy it till you eye it. This is a situation that could change. Verylastminute.com. But it looks as if we could see Mustafa Ali on tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. He's not the only person that we could see back on Monday nights imminently. Fightful Select also reporting that there are indeed plans for Asuka to make her return to Raw. It could be tonight as well. Fightful Select say the plan short term is for Asuka to enter into a program with Becky Lynch. Obviously, they go back all the way to Asuka and Becky Lynch during the pandemic era. Becky Lynch handed over the Raw Women's Championship to Asuka as Becky announced that she was off to go and become a mother. Remember that from what feels like a million years ago? So Asuka coming back and going straight into a feud with Becky Lynch, that kind of feels right. That feels good. We've been waiting for a long time for Asuka's return. There were pitches for her to be a part of the Royal Rumble and other shows, including the Elimination Chamber, but all were shot down as it was deemed that she wasn't ready to return. It looks as if she is now. Could be quite a momentous night on Monday Night Raw, with not only, potentially, the return of Mustafa Ali, but the return of Asuka as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vince once more turns. WrestlingNews.co reporting today following Xia Li's strange heel turn on Friday Night SmackDown, considering all the time that had been invested in making her this babyface superhero. Vince McMahon feels, according to them, according to a source close to them, that some of the talent in WWE is currently miscast, and he's working very quickly in order to change that. So expect a few more seemingly unusual, seemingly out of nowhere, babyface and heel turns on Raw and SmackDown, and probably NXT in the forthcoming weeks. FTR have responded to those rumours doing the rounds that they might be heading back to WWE. WWE have shown a lot of interest in getting them back on the books, and Dax Harwood was on Wrestling Perspective and said, "I think both companies are in the business of getting talent, and I think they've seen the wave we've made, especially in the last 8 to 10 months. So why wouldn't they put the feelers out? Here's the thing. We respect Tony Khan so much. We would never in a million years, while under contract with the company, go behind his back and talk contract status with anyone else. Now, on the flip side of that, we're going to go where professional wrestling takes us and wherever the best opportunity is for us and wherever we can build our legacy. That is the most important thing. Obviously, money is really, really cool. I'm allowed to take care of my wife and daughter." So they're not saying no. They're not saying yes. They're not saying no. Are WWE on the verge of bringing back a rankings system? Remember back in the day, the power rankings? They could be making a return soon. WWE sent out a survey to fans asking them a series of questions. One of those questions was whether they would be interested in the introduction of a rankings system. You know, not unlike the one that AEW has, in order to keep track of wins and losses and stuff. Other questions that the fans were asked were how many times a month they watch WWE programming, how often they attend events, if they'd be interested in knowing more about behind the scenes, and if they're interested in NFTs. Oh, I just went really cold then. WWE begin their European tour this week. They are in London on Friday, and they've announced the full card for the show at the O2 Arena. So if you're going along, this is what you're getting. Aaliyah versus Shotzi. We're going to see Bobby Lashley versus Sheamus. Gunther versus Shinsuke Nakamura. A Ricochet defending the Intercontinental title against Butch and Sami Zayn. The women's tag team titles being defended. Sasha Banks and Naomi facing Natalya and Shayna Baszler. RK-Bro and the Usos in a champions versus champions match. The SmackDown women's title being defended. Charlotte Flair puts it up against Ronda Rousey. And in the main event, the undisputed WWE Universal titles on the line. Roman Reigns defending against Drew McIntyre. Then on from there, they go to Paris. But before they leave the UK, on Thursday, the day before the London show, they're going to be in Newcastle. So far announced for that show, Sasha Banks will challenge Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. We'll see RK-Bro and the Usos going 2-on-2. And Bobby Lashley will face Drew McIntyre. Drew was my guest on Cultaholic's YouTube channel over the weekend. A photo emerged of Drew wearing a Newcastle United top. So I had to ask, what the origin was of it, and the story was quite a surprise.
That shirt in particular was myself and my buddies put together a little team in my hometown of Ayr. And our rival team like had a little name. They had their shirt. I can't remember their name, but our team name was Inter Ayr. I don't know. Go figure. That's what we decided the team name was going to be. And we needed shirts. So we went down to the local shop. We had a look around. We could see what can we get that we can all wear that's kind of matching, that is affordable. And we decided to go for that particular Newcastle top. Then we got our names put in the back. Obviously, I got Galloway 9, McCoy's on the back of mine. And my brother was a goalkeeper. So we found, you know, the goalkeeper version of that top. But that's where it came from, was my childhood team, Inter Ayr. But yeah, I speak to a couple of the lads still. Obviously, my brother. I have to talk to him. You know, he's my brother. Got my nephew. He was the goalkeeper. Two of the boys on the team, the McDonald brothers. People might know them from X Factor years ago. They were out there. I think the big song they did was 500 Miles Proclaimers. They came fourth, I believe, in X Factor. So they were part of the team. And our other friend, Nicky. There was only five of us total. I still keep in contact with them. And hopefully, you know, we'll get my brother and the McDonald boys along to the show next time we're in Glasgow. Because I don't know if I'll make the trip to Newcastle. They should. They're my friend, and it's my brother. But I get the feeling he's going to go, that's 4 hours, Drew. I don't know if I can go on traveling 4 hours from here.
You'll get some grief.
It's the closest possible. It's the closest you can be without being in Scotland.
We at Cultaholic weren't the only people talking about Drew McIntyre over the weekend. Tyson Fury was as well in his post-fight press conference after his win at Wembley. Tyson Fury was asked about the UK pay-per-view in September, and he had this to say.
Don't rule me out of fighting there. You might see me at SummerSlam coming up soon. I got to speak to Vince and the boys, maybe make this happen. I know there's Drew McIntyre's been saying a lot of things about me. I have to knock him out like I did his pal. You know, I'd love to be at Cardiff. I'd love to be back in the centre stage in the UK, especially for the wrestling. I enjoyed it last time in Saudi Arabia. It was fantastic. So to come here and do it would be phenomenal. We're definitely going to make a bit of contact and see can we make that SummerSlam thing a reality.
Drew McIntyre has since responded on Twitter, simply saying, "Biggest win of his career, and he can't keep my name out of his mouth. You have our number, Tyson Fury." More wrestling news throughout the day at Cultaholic.com. And for the latest Cultaholic podcasts, you can ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.